Happy, 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 happy Friday. Man, it's going to be a good weekend. How can I tell? I can't. I'm just thinking positively, and I'll go make it happen. So today, some basics that you need to reach your full potential. Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you haven't heard it for a long time. I like to cover this about twice a year, at least to remind you of it, because it does make sense, particularly for folks who have not gone that road before. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Glad to have you back here today. Positive boost, taking positive control of your life, meaning you're moving in the direction you wanted to go and you're not going backwards. Nothing negative here. We're just moving forward. That's what we want to do and give you the tools, the techniques, the strategies, all that stuff that it takes to get there a little bit at a time. And it does take time. It takes longer than you think. I think it takes, you get instantaneous change. All change happens really fast. As soon as you make a connection, boom, it happens, you're done. But sometimes you have to accumulate a bunch of clicks, as I call them. The trick is the click. You have to accumulate those, a bunch of those, and eventually you go, oh, okay. It's like, I thought I had it before, but then I had 25 more realizations, distinctions, as Tony Robbins would say. And now I understand my world. And then tomorrow somebody says something, looks at you the wrong way. You're like, what do I do? Take positive control of my life. Emotionally control myself. Give myself a skill set. Do over day. Tomorrow is another day. Keep on going. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I have decided, people asked me the other day, they said, Scott, you know, you're not that old, but you're getting older. How long will you continue to do this thing that you do until you retire? And if you know me, you heard me talk about this, you maybe know me personally, you know that I have wrestled with it for a while, really been thinking about it, but I made a decision just a couple of days ago. Why? I love what I do. Just going to keep on going until I don't anymore. So thank you for allowing me to say that, to make that public commitment. That, nah, I'm not going to do it. I like what I do. Done deal. Boost coaching happens third week of every single month. If you'd like to join me for a boost coaching call, that's where we get on the Zoom call together, me and you and a bunch of other people. And yeah, I find that it's interesting. People say, hey, Scott, how can I learn from when there are other people on the call? Well, we have to be a little bit private about it. We can't talk about all the things maybe we could on a private call. But the truth is, I find most people, including me, learn more when you listen to other people learn things. When somebody works with me, you get so much out of it. So it's really worth doing. It's very, very valuable. If you'd like to join us, it is for Daily Boost Premium subscribers only. That's the only limitation. You can be that person if you want to be. And if you're not already, just go to dailyboostpremium.com, get signed up. Every single Friday, the question comes out of my mouth and right into your ears. I think it's the most fundamental question that you should be asking. And I will tell you this from a guy that works with dozens of people every single week, sometimes many more than that, sometimes, you know, five, but oftentimes many, many more in the hundreds every single week. That's always coming down to how you feel. That's it. I mean, it could be, yeah, I want to make more money, but you want to make money, why? Yeah, I mean, how do I fix my relationship? I want a good marriage. Yeah, but why? It's all about feelings. And so it just makes sense to me. You know, we get down to the simple because simple is the most sophisticated way of thinking. I like simple because simple works. Simple means I just say, okay, really, I know what's going on. I know what my goals are, but really, what do I want to do? How do I want to feel? Ask yourself that question today. Okay. Abraham's hierarchy of needs. Have you heard about it? I have asked this question to many, many people over time. And usually they'll say, yeah, I think I studied that in college. And we're talking to people in their 40s and 50s in most cases. Yeah, I studied that in college. I think I do. Something about the climbing a ladder. Yeah, sort of. Okay, so here's the thing. Your best life is built sequentially. One level at a time. Now, I believe that it's not sequential in all the things you must do to move up those levels of the ladder. Understand what I mean by that, right? In other words, I don't want you to take one step at a time up the ladder. There are 1,000 things that have to kind of simultaneously happen. If you're in business, you know that for sure. You can't do one thing. You have to do 100 things, and yet it moves you to the next level of your business. So let's make sure we understand that. But life and success in business tends to go up. Why? Well, if we divide them into levels, we do it for no other reason other than to say that, you know, what you're able to handle at the next level, you can't handle now. You have to go through all the things today that you're going to learn today, and eventually you'll be able to handle the next level. I remember the first time I spoke on stage to a very large group of people. Was I nervous to do it? Yeah, I was. But because I had moved up the ranks from two people to thousands of people, it wasn't that bad a deal. It was kind of fun. There is no elevator. You climb the stairs all the way to the top, and you have long-lasting success. A lot of folks these days don't want to climb the stairs. You got to climb the stairs. So 1954, Abraham Maslow released Motivation and Personality. His hierarchy of the needs theory is all about climbing to the top, and he recognized some human potential issues in there, and what almost everybody goes through to get there. Now, over time, as we've done this, we've recognized that, yes, you can go a bit out of order to do things, but at the end of the day, when you're all done, most people eventually settle into these things. Number one, you got to provide for yourself your physiological needs. You got to have food and clothing and shelter and money and all that stuff. If you don't have that, you don't get much more. And it doesn't take long to think about folks who don't have. If you don't have shelter, what else is wrong with your life? Don't have clothing. If you can't eat, can you work? No. If you don't have money, does money make the world go around? Yeah, it does. Does it fix every problem? Most of them. Is it the most important thing in the world? No, not really, but it helps you get there. If you don't have the basics covered, you can't cover anything else. So that's where we all start. So people who, they want to go right to the top of the mountain here, and yet they don't have a home to live in. It's really hard to get them there. That's why you need to get people stabilized. Number two, you got to feel safe. Personally, emotionally, financially, health-wise, well-being, everything against accidents and illness. So once you get our basics covered, if you move into a nice neighborhood and suddenly there was a burglary next door and you don't feel safe, you have an issue, don't you? That's why everybody runs out and buys alarms after that happens. So you have to get yourself in a position where you feel safe. If you're running around all day, every day, feeling unsafe, emotionally, financially, insecure, maybe your job is on the edge, you don't feel safe, it's hard to rise up. Number three, socially, you need to feel love and belonging. It's hard to be a loner. You're not built to be that way. You need to feel like you're accepted in some way. That's why when you get a family around you, when you get friends around you, when you get new relationships, and you feel that, your life changes. A lot of people you'll meet who have not been able to climb the ladder, it's because they don't have that support system. Number four, esteem and desire for your acceptance, respect, value by others, the next step. It's a bit of self-actualization. It requires mastery at the previous levels, as Maslow said. A man can be, he must be. In other words, esteem shows up. I deal with a lot of folks who work with me are at that level. They've already done the other stuff, but they're at the level of esteem right now. They feel like they really want their respect. They want people to accept them. They feel like they have something inside they want to share and they want to get out there, but it hasn't quite happened yet. But it's important to rise all the way up through the ladder, climb the mountain, if you will. Here's one final step that Maslow talked about. That self-transcendence that removes you from your ego and begins your focus on a greater good. Actually, in retrospect, he didn't talk about that. It was something that was kind of added over time, but it's something that makes complete sense. And every time I talk about this, somebody will tell me that. Self-transcendence removes you from your ego. Who you are, get your ego out of the way, whether you know it or not, it is in the way. And begin to focus on the greater good. What can you do for the world around you? The best life is built sequentially, one level at a time. And as you can see, it would be very difficult to transcend to the point that you can change the world if you don't have a place to live or have any food or money. But when you get to that point and you can change the world, then you can help others get that food and get that clothing and get that shelter and get that money and all things they need so they can begin their journey. This has stood the test of time. It has changed a little bit, but ultimately, it's basically the same. All right. Come see me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, I am there whenever you want me there. I don't hang out there. That's kind of your playground, but I'm there if you need me. And Boost Coaching. It's all part of Daily Boost Premium. If you're a Daily Boost Premium subscriber, you are awesome already. You know that. You know I love you for that. And if not, I want to love you. Come on over. dailyboostpremium.com. Get signed up. Let's get to know each other and let's make a difference. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.